As a student, don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone. If, you know, you told me that I'd be doing what I'm doing right now in all these leadership things, or, you know, getting involved in APTA as much as I am, if you told me that when I was an undergrad, I probably would have laughed at you because I was so shy, so quiet. And, you know, I went into grad school saying, hey, I'm going to go to NSC. I'm going to step out of my comfort zone. I'm going to meet people. It worked. It sparked my passion. It made me want to keep going and keep challenging myself. So don't be afraid, you know, take that first step.
Today's episode really is about making good work well known. Had a couple of PT students from the New England area reach out via social media and say, we're creating our own conclave. I said, what? Well, it's been in the news that the APTA's National Student Conclave this year will be its final year, as well as the APTA's next conference coming up. Its next conference will be the last next conference. So with these gatherings going away, the question is, how are we going to get together? Because we know the best conversations happen at happy hour, but where's it going to be? Well, these students are doing something about it, so we want to take a listen. Caitlin Mital and Hannah Cook, both PT students from New England, as we dive into what they're getting into on today's episode focused on students. Show's brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking to get certified in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it. Find Johnny and his team on his website at owensrecoveryscience.com, as well as around the world, instructing BFR at colleges and professional sports teams, clinics, and hospitals around the country and around the globe. Again, owensrecoveryscience.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pintcast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. On the phone right now, we've got a couple of PT students, Hannah Cook and Caitlin Mital. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, so I think we connected via social media because you guys are actually in the process of creating something cool. Before we get to that, Hannah, where do you go to school?
I am a second year at University of Connecticut.
Okay, and Caitlin?
Beautiful. I'm a third year at Sacred Heart University, but currently doing a clinical rotation at the VA in Houston.
Wow. All right. So you guys are right in the thick of things, second and third year. And the reason that you guys are creating this sort of event is because you guys just got motivated to create something that you wanted to go to. So whoever wants to take this one first, you know, really just describe the event that you guys are in the process of making.
Yeah. So, I mean, this whole thing kind of came about due to the whole, you know, Next and NSC kind of going away after this year. I kind of had the idea of possibly doing a regional student conclave in the Northeast, more specifically New England. And I kind of brought it up at Next just to a couple of people, like, hey, what do you guys think of this? Specifically to students at, like, in New England that I knew. I was like, what do you think of this? Does this sound like a good idea? Would you be interested in this? Went to a couple of professors that I knew, said, would you guys be interested in this? And they were like, yeah, that's a great idea. Definitely talk to the president of Connecticut APTA, Mike Gans. And so, yeah, that's kind of where everything started. And I, you know, kept following through on it. And now we are, like, legitimately in the process of planning a New England regional student conclave, the first New England regional student conclave.
Good on you. I like that. The reason I really wanted to highlight, you know, you guys doing this is because of what you mentioned when you started with your response there, which is APTA's National Student Conclave is this Halloween. It's going to be the last one. And APTA's Next is starting to fade itself out. It's going to be the last one coming up. So there's a need, there's a definite undertone. There's a desire for students. I know, you know, new PTs, fresh PTs, and even seasoned clinicians to get together. And when events like this start to go away, people were looking around going, what are we going to be left with? And I love the fact that you guys took it in your own hands and said, let's actually create something that, if this thing's going to go away, let's create something that's geographically close to us in Connecticut or New England, and we'll just make our own. So good on you guys. Now start to describe what it's actually going to be like. You know, what's going to happen at this party?
So what we've kind of created so far is that we're just serving students, that this is it for the students, by the students, just like NSC is. So we sent out a survey just saying, you know, you guys are willing to travel. What do you want to be there? So we've thought of exhibit halls. We thought of kind of getting together like a national advocacy dinner sort of event. We want lecturers. So we're waiting for those results. We have some results now. Now we're going to see, you know, we're going to throw stuff out there and see what we can get back to see who wants to come and start piling stuff together. I know that sounds very vague. but because the idea is still vague.
Yeah, it feels like you got a big big lump of clay, and you're going to start to kind of mold it to what you want it to be.
Right, yeah. And that's what's so cool about just the foundation that this occurring is that we can go in any direction that we want or what students want in our area.
Yeah. Have you guys taken a look at any of the survey results so far since you guys are doing it right now?
Yeah, we have. We've gotten actually very good responses. I think about 60 responses, which is pretty good for New England just because it is a smaller area. There's not as many PT schools or PTA schools because it's both. And we have looked at the results. We've also gotten a lot of advice from other people that do regional student conclaves. So I know like North Carolina has one, New York has one. I've gotten information from Kansas. So lots of different places that I've gotten information from about things that they've done, what's worked and what hasn't worked. And so far we're slowly morphing things. I think we have begun to find locations. I think we're looking in Boston just because it is kind of the most central area to everyone. And that just seemed like the easiest with driving wise, because that was one of our questions was, how
sure.
far are you willing to go? Because we want as many people as we can get there. Other questions were like, how many days do you want this to be? Do you want it to be 2 days? Do you want it to be 1 day? And from what we've heard, it's a good idea to do 1.5 days. So kind of doing like a Friday evening and then a Saturday during the day.
Yeah.
So I think we're heading towards that. We've gotten a lot of responses on basically, the basic things that you see at most conferences. Most people want an exhibit hall where they can network, especially with other clinicians practicing, like veteran clinicians. We have, obviously, people want sessions. People really want to do volunteer projects. A lot of people want to learn about how to create volunteer projects as well, not just, get involved. And I think there was a lot of interest in leadership and advocacy, just a lot of the hot topics that are, coming around, and students just wanting to get involved in a lot of different variety of things.
Love that. Caitlin, why are these types of events so important, to, not just on a national level, but now on a local or regional level? Why are these things, so vital?
I think these are so unbelievably important just because you could see people, we see our student assembly board of directors, we see them doing amazing things, but they're at the national level. And I think it's hard to relate every once in a while to something that they can do at home. So let's take a good example here. The social media posts. It's great. You can read them everywhere. But let's say you throw out a like, you don't feel like you've really accomplished anything. Attending conferences like these might bring you more, it's more tangible to progressing the profession. Feel like you're learning more instead of just attending a lecture. Oh, okay, I'm learning from this professor at, from Joe down the street. And what I can do here for the population that I'm seeing or from my peers or so forth. I guess tangible is the word I want to use.
Yeah, I love the fact that this is going, kind of between. Now, that national event is going away. And a lot of times, students would say, kind of no matter where you put National Student Conclave in the year, it was always going to be difficult for somebody. We know the syllabus, no matter what year you're in PT school, is always going to be jam-packed. So getting away for a couple days is hard, just in terms of time. Now you got a flight and a hotel and a conference fee on top of that. That can kind of rule some people out. I like the fact that you guys are actually bringing it close to home. You're asking those questions. How long do you want it? How far are you willing to drive? What do you want there? And you're also bringing it in a little bit closer where you might be reducing a lot of those barriers.
Yeah. You brought up, traveling and cost and fees and time. Another thing too that we've really taken into consideration is price. How much should we be charging people to go, just because students, they're in a lot of debt. They don't have that kind of money to be spending. So we've really discussed, trying to work on getting presenters to come for free, trying to, I know most exhibit halls, they charge the booths and everything, so we can get money that way. Just to run the event with, logistics of location and looking into having to feed people and things like that. But we want to keep the price down for the students that are coming. And from what we've heard, there's a lot of places that really are really good at it. I've heard maybe the most expensive was $50, which is really awesome for a weekend. That's not bad at all. So that's a big, big thing that we take into consideration as well.
So you guys are in planning stages right now. I love the fact that you're still going. I can hear the passion in your voices. I will let you know, I've planned big events like this before. You're going to run into some roadblocks. Are you guys prepared for those things?
I think so. We have a great network of resources. So we work with Tim Arrow, who's in charge of Hannah, correct me if I'm wrong, that she is in charge of Connecticut and Massachusetts, kind of the liaison for the APTA in those boards?
Yeah, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island.
So she's guiding us in the right direction.
Good.
I have experience, this is in my undergrad experience, and it's a little different, but I facilitated the sorority recruitment for Sacred Heart University. And you know how sorority recruitment is. It's a pretty big deal. So I have some experience planning big events like this.
Right.
And it's about just keeping the people happy, keeping the people fed, and making sure that all the appropriate thank yous go out, that we get the resources we need.
I don't have any firsthand experience on how sorority recruitment went, but I'm imagining I've seen some movies, but I bet you it's probably even harder than that. Well, I love the fact that you guys literally spotted a problem coming down the road. You saw the fact that these events that you guys liked so much were going away, and you decided to take it upon yourself to create one yourself. And we mentioned the state of North Carolina, the state of New York, have just a couple examples. I believe Kansas, too, having their own student conclaves and kind of taking the bull by the horns with these types of events. So I just wanted to bring you guys on and let the audience know, either students who might want to either create their own or come to yours, clinicians out there, just so they knew what the rest of the profession was doing, or possible speakers or possible sponsors for your event, because I think it's worthwhile.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank
We're
you.
We're happy to be here.
All right. Want to make sure, what's the expected timeline? When are you guys looking to have your very first event that you're in the process of planning now?
Well, so we thought that, okay, so kind of going back to that roadblock thing, I thought there was going to be a lot of roadblocks.
Okay.
And so far we've hit like none, and we have great people that are working really well with us and are like really listening to like everything we say and are really allowing a lot of things. And I thought that there was going to be a roadblock with timing, and we were like, oh, well, we might not be able to do one this year, so we might have to wait till next year. So then we were like, well, this is going to stink with Aaron and Caitlin because they're going to be graduated. But Tamara has been so amazing, and she's like, I think that we can probably do one in the spring. So I think we're planning on doing one in April.
All right.
Hopefully. But yeah, we're like right now, we're working on getting, a student project committee together, just because we know the three of us can't take this whole thing on by ourselves. So once we get that together, we'll set the date for sure. We just have to make sure that we can find a school in the Boston area that can definitely do it in that time, but
you got
the open goal is April.
A lot of schools in the Boston area, so fingers crossed for that. And we'll make sure to share it via our social media platforms, so the audience, if they're interested, they can find out when this thing goes live. And if they're interested in coming, they can do that at PT Pinecast. So good luck to you guys. Really wanted to bring it
on to
kind of sing your praises. I think you guys taking something like this on again while you're still students says a lot about you. So I'm wishing you guys the best. And hey, if you'd like to have a podcast show up. I know a guy.
Yeah, I definitely have that on the list.
The PT Pinecast will be right back.
If you're looking for education past your physical therapy degree, look no further than Brooks IHL. That's Brooks Rehabilitation Institute of Higher Learning. You can find out more at brooksihl.org. Continuing education along with residencies and fellowships. Residencies in orthopedics, geriatrics, women's health, neurologic PT, pediatrics, sports, and a fellowship opportunity as well. So look into it if you're looking to expand your knowledge base. BrooksIHL.org.
This is the PT Pinecast.
New Step created the first product of its kind 25 years ago. That was the New Step Recumbent Cross Trainer. Now it's a mainstay in rehab with physical therapists worldwide. New Step now continues its tradition of innovation with the New Step Transit, another innovation in recumbent cross trainers for physical therapists, delivering real-time biofeedback with this piece of equipment, letting you use it in meaningful ways for awareness of physical performance, goals, identifying and correcting deficits or imbalances. Take a test drive or find out more at newstep.com. That's N-U-Step.com. Online at newstep.com.
And we're back. Let's get back to the show.
All right, are you guys ready for three questions? We ask them for every one of our guests.
All right, beautiful. Let's do it.
On the hot seat with three questions on the PT Pinecast.
All right, somebody I know who goes to a lot of conferences, actually, is our sponsors helping the show stay on the air for 4 years now. We're past the four-year mark. RAS Medical Staffing. If you're a student PT and you're looking to travel the country, you want short-term assignments, long-term assignments, then find PT's jobs. It's RAS Medical Staffing. Find them online at AURUSMedical.com. That's AURUSMedical.com. So I'm going to ask you each three questions today. The first question up is a where question. So we'll go with Hannah first for three questions. Hannah,
all right.
Hannah, where in the country would you want to go after you graduate to be a PT?
Ooh, where would I go to be a PT?
Yeah, anywhere in the 50 U.S. states.
To actually practice, I guess I don't really have like a huge preference on an actual state. I'm super interested in pediatrics. So I guess like, you know, if I could pick like some of the top places that I could think of is like, I know I'm looking into doing clinicals in Houston. So like Texas Children's, you know, going to like CHOP or Kennedy Krieger. So yeah. Any of those, you know, Maryland, even like Boston Children's, like just anything, any place with great pediatric clinics or
love
hospitals.
All right. And now over to Caitlin, what's your call? Geographic location. What are you looking at?
Geographic, I guess for personal life, I loved Alaska. I could live there. I love Alaska. Professionally, because I want to work in military health, I'd love to also end up in Washington, D.C. and work at Walter Reed.
All right. Love that. Second question on three questions is a what question. What's something that each of you has either seen, like a movie, listened to, a podcast, read, a book, something that really inspired you guys?
All right. So I guess kind of two different things. Listen to the one thing that like has really inspired me to get so involved in ABTA was actually last year at NSC. Josh D'Angelo and Ifosa put on a presentation about Move Together and kind of their story along with that. And that really got me fired up to get involved. And I am kind of involved with them in PTJ service and everything. So that got me fired up. And then the second thing is like really recent. I don't know if anyone has watched the show Diagnosis on Netflix.
It's
I tweeted
show.
About it recently.
Yeah.
It is awesome. And it's like, first off, it's interesting just to, you know, see these mystery diagnoses, but it's just such a great take on patient advocacy and interprofessional, like working amongst different doctors. I mean, even vets are answering, and I think that's so cool. So like that really inspired me watching that show.
Good combo. And you mentioned Josh and Ifosa. If you're headed to National Student Conclave this year, the last one in Albuquerque, I'll actually be hosting a live podcast, a version of the NPR podcast, How I Built This, featuring Josh D'Angelo of PT Day of Service.
Yes, I saw that.
All right, Caitlin, what's something that inspired you? A movie, a TV show, book, podcast, what do you got?
Inspiration. So I have to say any movie about the rehabilitation of those affected by the Boston Marathon bombing.
Yeah.
I know there's a couple out there. The names escape me because it's been a long clinic day and I'm putting on fumes here. But just I love working with people who have had spinal cord injuries and just want to get back to as normal as possible, whether it be those who are, you know, recreational athletes who had an injury or those who have served our country or on the service. Boy, those just fire me up and just totally fuel me to keep studying and working hard.
Love it. All right. Some great answers from you guys so far. Last part of three questions. We'll go to Hannah first. It's a who question. Who's someone the audience should know more about?
All right. Well, I mean, first off, Ifosa and Josh, of course. and then after that, Jenna Cantor. I work with her a lot in fairy tale physical therapy, and I can't say enough good things about her. And then a Connecticut PT shout out to Steph Wayrock because she is awesome. She is super inspiring to talk to about leadership and advocacy. So those are probably my top favorite people that I think that the audience should know more about.
All right, Caitlin, your last chance on three questions. Who's somebody the audience should know more about?
Who? Jeez Louise. You know, I wish I could say my parents. I anyone who's met them, they just chit-chat and they love listening. And I think everyone needs to find someone or learn about someone who just wants to hear you talk. Because I believe everyone has something good to say, and everyone I know loves this profession. So, and we're so busy advocating for our patients that I think everyone needs to find someone that they can get excited about and talk about their day. Just because my dad loves listening. Oh my God, I'm gonna like choke up about it.
I know, I can tell. Man, getting emotional. Well, when mom and dad listen, I'm sure you just upgraded your Christmas present stash this year by name dropping the parents.
My parents are the best. One more quick shout out too. I want to make a shout out to Erin Sales because she works with Caitlin and I on the student conclave. So that's also someone that the audience should know more about. She is a third year at University of Rhode Island.
All right. Well, hey, listen, great answers from three questions from our friends at Arias Medical Staffing. And again, after graduation, you're looking to you're free to move about the country and take that PT license any of the 50 U.S. states. It's AureusMedical.com. That's AureusMedical.com. You guys are off the hot seat. You can exhale now. All right, last thing we do on the show, we call it your parting shot.
This is the parting shot.
Parting shot brought to you by Rock Tape. More than just a tape company, it's a movement company, giving you the tools, the education, the classes, the insight to keep your patients moving longer, stronger. Rock Tape, check them out online at rocktape.com, including their Rock Stock event, which goes on every year. We'll go to Hannah first. Hannah, your last chance here on the parting shot to leave a sentiment for the audience. What are you going to leave with them?
I think my biggest thing to leave is, you know, as a student, don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone. If, you know, you told me that I'd be doing what I'm doing right now in all these leadership things or, you know, getting involved in APTA as much as I am, if you told me that when I was in undergrad, I probably would have laughed at you because I was so shy, so quiet. I never would have done that. And, you know, I went into grad school saying, hey, I'm going to go to NSC. I'm going to step out of my comfort zone. I'm going to meet people. And it worked. It sparked my passion. It made me want to keep going and keep challenging myself. So don't be afraid, you know, take that first step.
Just all right,
Hannah, take the leap and go for it.
Hannah says jump in. Caitlin, how do you follow that? Good luck with your parting shot.
Third year Caitlin could shake something into first year Caitlin. It beats you not compare yourself. I was a very average student throughout my PT career. I didn't study for the test, but I wasn't a great test taker. But you're still here. Don't compare yourself to your peers. You're still going to be a DPT, and you're going to rock it in the clinic. So rock on, girlfriend. Or
yeah.
Love that. All right, ladies, the minute this thing is set, we've got a date. Make sure you share that, and we'll get it out there. I want to see this start to pop up across the country. If you're a student out there and you're in the middle of putting yours on, let us know, and we'll help share the word, because I think these things are going to become really, really important in keeping the profession connected while PT students are still in their individual programs.
Oh, I hope so. That would just be the dream.
Love
absolutely.
It. Ladies, thanks so much for letting us share your story. We appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Our home on the internet.
ptpinecast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
Treating at a pro bono clinic, working in a soup kitchen, cleaning up a park, no matter where or how, we have the ability to positively impact change. Whether we call ourselves physical therapists or physiotherapists, service embodies who we are, what we do, and how we act. Become a part of PT Day of Service as we join together to better the world. Find out how you can get involved at ptdayofservice.com.